10th, it is Wednesday, April 10th, 2024, and the time is 10:02 a.m. This is the public rulemaking hearing for the updated rule, Washington Administrative Code, or WAC 458-20-252, which is titled Hazardous Substance Tax. This public hearing is being recorded. My name is Darius Masudi, and I am a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division of the Washington State Department of Revenue. I am the facilitator for this hearing. Also in attendance from the Department of Revenue are Atif Aziz, the department's tax information and education manager, also Barbara Imperio, management analyst, and I believe that's it. If I missed any other employees from the Department of Revenue, please introduce yourself. Robert Sinclair just joined. Hey, Robert. Robert Sinclair is a revenue auditor in our department's audit division. We are conducting this hearing via Zoom and would like to thank you for taking the time to attend this hearing and to provide feedback. Please note that we are best able to consider your comments if you provide them to us in writing, which can be sent to me at dariusm@dor.wa.gov, and I will spell it out with the phonetic alphabet. So that is Delta, Alpha, Romeo, India, Uniform, Sierra, Mike at DOR, so for Department of Revenue, dot WA for Washington, dot gov. The legal authority for this hearing is from Chapter 34.05 RCW, which is the Administrative Procedures Act of the State of Washington. This hearing was announced through publication in the Washington State Register as WSR 24-06-071 on March 5th, 2024, and by notification to interested persons. The purpose of this hearing is to solicit comments from the public prior to taking action to amend WAC 458-20-252, which is referred to in this hearing as Rule 252. So electronic copies of this rule are available on the department's website. If you did not receive a copy, our website is dor.wa.gov. Please email Barbara Imperio at barbara.i@dor.wa.gov, and the phonetic for those on the phone is Bravo Alpha Romeo Bravo Alpha Romeo Alpha India at dor.wa.gov. So email Barbara if you'd like to receive a copy of the proposed rule. And so we will consider any comments received pertaining to the possible adoption of Rule 252. And we will consider and evaluate any comments received relating to the proposed language and Rule 252 as we proceed with the rulemaking process. You may send written comments to my attention no later than Friday, April 19th, 2024. So next Friday, the close of the business day. In this manner, the Department of Revenue can consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. So now let me briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are in respect to this rule. The first step in this process is to file a notice with the Office of the Code Revisor, to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding possible adoption of the new rule. The notice, called a Form CR-101, is published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The public meeting was held for this rule on Wednesday, February 21st, 2024. The next step is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the Office of the Code Revisor to announce a public hearing on the proposed rule. This notice is called a Form CR-102 and was also published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The purpose of the hearing, so this hearing, is to receive further public comments regarding the proposed adoption of the rule. All public comments will be fully evaluated as we proceed in the rulemaking process. All comments received will be included in the permanent rulemaking file kept by the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division. Then the final step is to adopt the proposed rule. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit the final draft of the rule to the Office of the Code Revisor with the appropriate forms. Then the adopted rule will be published in the Washington State Register. So now, before opening the hearing for comments, I will outline the proposed revisions to the rule. First, the revisions add a definition for the word barrel in RCW 82.21.030 1B, so B as in Bravo, for the purposes of the new volumetric per barrel rate for petroleum products subject to the hazardous substance tax, which was added through Substitute Senate Bill 5993 in 2019. This definition accounts for volumetric changes of volatile substances caused by temperature and pressure, and prohibits density calculation adjustments throughout the year that serve to reduce the reported quantity of barrels based on differences in average temperatures. The proposed revisions also add definitions for billed gallons, gross gallons, and net gallons, which will coincide with the fuel tax definitions administered separately by the Department of Licensing. That section of the rules is WAC 308-77-005. Finally, the proposed updates will rearrange the existing definitions to an alphabetical order. And so we will now proceed to the public comment portion of this hearing. If you have a comment, please identify yourself for the record and any organization that you are representing. Again, we also appreciate receiving written testimony. And one last time, I'll provide my email. If you have written testimony, email it to me at darius.m@dor.wa.gov so it can be part of the permanent rulemaking file. Please use the raise hand feature if you have a comment. For those on the phone, you will have an opportunity to provide comments next. Anybody on the phone? I'm going to do my token waiting for 1 minute of awkward silence. So we're going to wait for 10:13, just in case. Okay. The awkward minute of silence has elapsed. I would like th to thank everyone for participating and TVW for covering this hearing. The time is now 10:13, and the public hearing for Rule 252 is now adjourned.